Jurors strain forward to catch Conley's story, Frank's interest mild. Atlanta, Georgian, August 4, 1913. Dramatic in its very glibness and unconcern, Conley's story, if it failed to shake or disturb Leo Frank, at least had a wonderful impression upon each member of the jury. Conley told of seeing Mary Fagan enter the factory. This was the first time he had admitted to this, so far as the public had known. Frank showed only a mild interest, but the jurors strained forward in their seats. Conley told of hearing the footsteps from his vantage point on the first floor of two persons coming out of Frank's office. Frank still exhibited no sign of concern. Conley then related hearing the footsteps going back to the metal room and of being startled by the shrieks of a young girl. Mrs. Frank bowed her head, but gave no other sign. Frank still was the personification of coolness and composure.